evening. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. Stay tuned for Cabaret and an encore presentation.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight on the Cabaret, we'll be featuring an encore performance from Fortunato, recorded in March of 2018. They spoke with KGNU's EC. Thank you.
Oh, nice. Thank you. So tell us what we heard.
Well, that was a song called Song to John, and it was off a trio album with Stanley Clarke, Jean-Luc Ponty, and Al Di Meola. Really wonderful album, and it seemed like it was a perfect fit for us because of the instrumentation.
So excellent.
I love that tune.
And I'm speaking with Anthony Salvo, kind of the brainchild band leader and violinist.
Yes, something like that. More a violinist than a brainchild, I think. But definitely I kind of took some initiative to kind of get the group going and decided to name it after my grandfather, who has a background there. And so, we're all pretty much equal partners in our collaboration. So,
why don't you tell us who is playing?
Oh, gosh. I remember you guys' names. Alexios Anest on guitar. Woo! Charlie Parker Mertens on bass. And Andy Skellinger on tabla and percussion.
Well, this is great. And, you know, Anthony, Andy, I've seen you guys, heard you guys around town a while. How did this ensemble get together, though? How did you gel and decide this is what you wanted?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, kind of how that goes, I think, is that we've all been kind of circling around each other in certain ways in terms of the music community and kind of the classic kind of the story is we always kind of say, oh yeah, we should get together and play that Shakti stuff, or we should get together and play that Chicory, you know, and it took, you know, a couple of years to kind of get that kind of going in motion. And so just this November, we decided to put it together and had a house concert up in Magnolia, and had a great response. And then just a couple months after that, we were able to book a Dazzle show in Denver and had a great response to that. And so we, you know, it's been kind of steamrolling along here.
Very nice. Well, I was thinking to myself, like, I met you and thought of you as, I don't know, jazz and sort of some traditional music. And then the next thing I knew, you were playing more gypsy swing. And now you're in this
mix.
Kind of mixed with the influences just coming from all over. It's kind of a interesting arc to watch.
Yeah, it's been really fun to put a lot of the different influences that I've been exposed to, and certainly these guys have added a lot to that. And so klezmer, traditional jazz, Brazilian, the Indian classical fusion that Shakti made famous, you know. So it's been fun to kind of put all these different influences together into one kind of offering.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we should hear some more.
Oh. Well, we'll do a song by Paquito de Rivera. It's called South of the Waltz. And maybe Charlie can tell us a little bit about this one, because I've had a dubious reputation in terms of introducing this one.
Well, it's a song that actually Manuel Lopez showed me.
Oh, wow.
And I used to have a really cool trio with him and Peter Ellingson, and we would play all kinds of Latin music from all over the Latin world and beyond. And it's a tune written by Paquito de Rivera, and it's more of a tribute to Venezuelan waltzes. So it's his kind of, and there's a whole album and NPR, like amazing NPR performance of multiple songs that he wrote that are kind of dedicated to a Venezuelan composer. I can't remember his name at the moment, but it's a really cool song written in the style of the Venezuelan waltz. And this is our rendition. Thank you.
Should we play another one?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, this is an original song that I wrote called Waiting. Thank you.
beautiful.
Thank you.
So you wrote that, and did you write that with this ensemble in mind, or was it a piece you had that you thought, hey, we can make this work?
I mean, it's a piece I wrote before. I used to work with Art Landy, and he helped me write some kind of a collection of songs that I decided to put to paper, and it just felt like it would be a good match. So, yeah. A few years ago, they wrote it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I hear Art Landy's name, I would think, was there a piano part at one point, or was it more, no, I want strings, percussion?
Oh, you know, he used to do these evenings down at the, what's the name of that? What, the West End?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a long time, you know, like for years. He had just a little tiny little room in the basement of the West End Tavern. And so we did a concert there with piano and violin. That was the original kind of iteration of this. And but it worked so well in this setting that we decided to do it.
And so I've been having fun watching the percussion. It's not every day you see two cajones together, but the cymbal, did you devise this really high-tech system I see over here?
Duct tape.
I did not. I devised the method, which is incredibly high-tech secret, but the idea itself has been around for a while. I first saw Ty Burho do it, actually, at the Boulder High School in probably 96 or 7, mm-hmm. So long before I ever picked up the idea to play cymbals with my hands.
Nice. Well, it's a nice touch. I've seen Vinicius Cantuaria do that too, where he'll go from playing guitar to playing percussion and seated on the floor and having cymbals and things like that. So
you'll see a lot of nice cajon touch. Players with the cymbals, and it's really hard because it sounds best with a stick, you know, but then the cajon does not sound good at all with a stick.
Right.
So switching between the two is a problem, and that was my solution.
Well, and I'm seeing you have one cajon that instead of sitting on and playing, you can play with your feet, and that's all wrapped up more high-tech gear as well.
Yeah, I did not come up with the design for that pedal, unfortunately.
Well, it creates a beautiful sound and feel, and I really like how this has all come together. It's, you know, as I was looking at the website earlier tonight, I was thinking how interesting that, you know, there's not a term that's really specific for what you do. I'm sure you're working on it, right?
Yeah, I have a spiel.
So what's
really?
The spiel you
this
normally
is this is the spiel. Roots, Traditions, Jazz, Fusion Ensemble.
Ooh. That's pretty cool.
That pretty much works. They got a ring?
Yeah, it's got a ring.
Roots, Traditions, Jazz, Ensemble.
And that is how you describe Fortunato.
Yep. This next song I'll have Alexios introduce. Because he brought it to the band, which is really it's an amazing tune.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite tunes. It's written by Paco de Lucia, which is... He's probably the greatest flamenco guitarist ever to live. And without him, probably no one in America would know what flamenco even is. So, or even fewer. So, but this song is, I think he wrote this with Chick Corea. So it's kind of a great combination of traditional flamenco rhythms with more modern harmonies. So it's a lot of fun to play. So get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Ole. That is wonderful. Fortunato here at the KGNU Cabaret Room, playing
Thank you.
Some beautiful music this mm-hmm. evening, a nice range of originals and music you've selected from the great Yonder. Mm-hmm. Has everybody brought something, a different piece that they want to?
I mean, I kind of have an idea of some things that I thought we could do, you know, to begin with, and then everybody started adding some great pieces, and so this piece that Alexios brought in was something I hadn't even heard before, and so I was like, wow, this is amazing music.
So when you learn a new piece like that, are you finding you have to take it and reshape it for this ensemble?
Oh, sure. It's always a very unique situation. It's wonderful to take the basic elements of the piece, and we have to. There's not that many ensembles that I know of that have a tabla.
Or a cajon.
And so we have, you know, with to kind of weave in and out of different ways to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not so many people I know that play both tabla and cajon.
There's more than you'd think, because the cajon is very friendly to tabla technique. Like, if you can play tabla, you can do a lot on a cajon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's becoming more and more popular in India, in fact, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I'm always amazed the number of people I have seen with a cajon strapped on their back walking to wherever they're going. But, you know, I've always liked that you have a seat and an instrument all at once.
Oh, so. It's the most utilitarian instrument that ever existed. Literally a crate, you know. That's what cajon means and what it came from. And, you know, you can throw your extra...
You can put your pedals inside.
In there. Exactly.
It doesn't hurt anything on the inside.
Oh,
of
you curtains. Probably shouldn't do that. But okay. I made this, so I feel privileged to be able to do that with mine.
So you made your cajons?
Yeah, both of these I made.
Oh, fabulous.
India has a whole business of making and selling cajons worldwide.
So. It's called Nautilus Cajons, like the Nautilus shell.
Nautilus Cajons, yeah. Nice.
You can find me online easily if you search that.
Excellent. So, folks, if you need a cajon, now you know.
Boom.
I can vouch for his cajons. I think they're the best.
Well, after that, I don't know what to say. Maybe you should just play some more music.
We should probably play something. This is actually a piece that we all really love. It's Shakti has been one of the reasons why we wanted to bring this ensemble together, was because the wonderful repertoire that they created in the 70s. And we wanted to play a beautiful song that John McLaughlin wrote called Lotus Feet. And that's it. So this is Shakti was a Indian jazz fusion ensemble that featured John McLaughlin, Zakir Hussain, and Shankar, the violinist, the original version of that. And this is our version of Lotus Feet. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So were you ever privileged to see Shakti perform?
No, not me personally, no.
I got to see him in Mumbai twice.
Wow. How did they go over in Mumbai?
How did they go over? They were huge. They played two enormous shows, one outside at a college with maybe, I don't know, I would guess at least 5,000 people, maybe more. And then the other one was at a very nice theater, and it was kind of similar size to the Boulder Theater, but it was a very posh ticket to get. There were, like, Bollywood actors there, and it's a big thing in India.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to get to a point to figure out, oh, we can use the bass to kick things off with that?
How did we decide that?
I can't remember that. Well, I mean, you know, one of the Charlie went to India to study Indian classical music, and so he brings that influence to the bass. And so there wasn't even a doubt that, because in terms of like the knowledge and the overview of what that whole system of music is, I think Charlie and Andy are the guys, you know, in terms of that.
And in that system, there's something called an alap, and that's just, essentially it introduces a raga, and that's kind of what we were mimicking there. We're giving Charlie like a lot of space with a drone that he can just express over.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
No rhythm. Yeah.
So in studying the Indian classical, were you playing the bass more then, or more cello?
Mainly bass, actually. So Andy and I have been really into Indian music since we were kids. We actually went to high school together. And Andy is actually the one who showed me Shakti. And we both just kind of really took to it and identified with it, which is probably kind of strange for Americans to do, but that was really where my soul lied at that age, and I listened to it constantly. I ended up going to CU Boulder for a year and studying bass from Paul Earhart, who was also very into Indian music, so it just happened to be this strange cosmic sequence of events. He was going on sabbatical the next year, and he invited me to go to India, so I went to India for 5 months and studied music, and I took a bass. But actually didn't really learn Indian music on the bass so much on that trip, because when you're first starting out, everything is taught vocally. So just like we have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, they have sa, re, ga, ma, pa, da, ni.
While we're on the subject, we'd like to play one of the songs that we are incredibly inspired by. This is a song called Joy, and it's it was one of the original tunes that Shakti did. And it's been one of these pieces that is a continual challenge to play and to live into, which is great because, you know, we're not bored.
Yeah, till 8. Sounds great.
Thank you, Lane. Thank you, George, for having us, for sure.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Musica Mundi is Latin for Music of the World. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
It's Tuesday evening at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins on the Front Range. My name is Mariah. The show is Corriente. 2 hours of Latin music starts now.
Catalog number 44766. Thank you.